This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out there. God, it's going to be a nice day today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the San Francisco Credit Union. Membership open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership's free. Just like that. San Francisco Credit Union. Yesterday we talked a lot about Apple replacing iTunes with various apps. So the Worldwide Developers Conference is happening right now, and Scott Budman was over there, and so I'm sure he's privy to all this stuff. But the basic roundup from the takeaway from the thing yesterday is that the current digital storefront will be replaced by Apple Music, Apple TV, and Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're movies will be grouped in with TV and where the books will wind up. But they basically said there's not going to be iTunes anymore. It's just going to be called Apple Music. So, and it looks like you're not going to have to do too much. It'll come in like some update on your phone. Those things will be there.
The next update will likely have it. The weird thing is that forever, there's been this rumor that iTunes was going away, and it's this prehistoric, hideous. I use it all the time. I never had a problem. I don't like how it would always change.
Yes.
And you'd have to find your genre in a different spot or whatever. With the updates, but the fact of the matter is it took 2 seconds, I'd find it, and I'm okay, we're good.
Again. Right.
But whatever, so now I'll just use Apple Music. I won't probably use the other two, but okay.
The future of iTunes is not one app, but three, said the VP of software engineering at Apple. And they basically say it's going to simplify the experience. Podcasts, more than 700,000 shows, which, by the way, I mean, and more every single day. Everybody's got a podcast now. And they're basically saying that when Apple launched its Apple Music in 2015, that's when, just as people were turning to streaming really for everything, and every music sales were already way down, and it's $15 a month. They have 50 million subscribers. So they're definitely in the big leagues on that, and that looks like that's going to continue. And that's, as I found, I've been an Apple Music subscriber for a few years now, and so now when I go to the iTunes store, you type in any artist, and it basically says, do you want your library? Do you want it from, you know, am I searching your library? Am I searching Apple Music? And it just finds a way to get it to you. Boom. There it is.
Any more Apple stuff? I was going to tell you something.
Oh, sure, please. Absolutely.
Scott Budman had texted me yesterday. He said, got new healthcare stuff, a super powerful and expensive new Mac, and the talk of the show, a watch app to track women's cycles. That got the biggest cheer.
Oh.
He said, the only thing I've been asked about today is the cycle tracker. Women seem pretty jazzed about it.
The health-related stuff on the watch is awesome.
You like it?
I like it a lot. And I think that as you get older, like for, like my mom is 70-something, she needs to stretch. She needs to walk. There are things that she needs to do. She wants to remain independent.
Mm-hmm.
And so she needs to have something help her.
Yeah, it's a reminder.
It's important, super important. So probably for young kids, they're like, I don't need health tracker.
Yeah.
But as you age, I think it becomes more critically important. I don't know. Would you have wanted the period tracker?
I don't want that.
No, not
But
me,
maybe
but...
if you're working the...
I don't need
but,
a reminder maybe, of that.
What do they call
maybe
that
if
method?
You're trying to have...
Rhythm method?
Right.
Maybe if you're trying to have a baby or some fertility issues.
Or if
maybe...
you just need to know if you're going to have to pack tampons for your trip to Alaska, you
that
know?
That would be helpful.
You don't want to be surprised in the wilds of Alaska. I mean, the bears can smell you for miles. Come on. Going on a surfing trip. Oh, no, sharks.
All right.
This is not good. So, top gamers make a ton of money. There's a kid named Benjamin Lupo, and he had a hobby of playing video games. Today,
like many young American...
Sure. Tons of people do it.
Sure.
Now he earns like 15 grand an hour broadcasting his game to the about 3 million people who follow him on a live streaming platform called Twitch.
An hour?
Per hour, $15,000. And he plays 8 hours a day, every day.
Lucky.
He goes by
He's rich.
Yep. He goes by the online avatar Dr. Lupo. He said it took him 2 full years of streaming 40 plus hours a week while working a regular job before he felt comfortable gaming full time. Now he's considered one of the world's most popular gamers, and he's part of this whole, they're saying this is a cottage industry of streamers who are profiting from the booming business of video games. Over the past 5 years, the gaming industry has more than doubled to $43.8 billion in revenue. And a lot of it, turns out, is like sponsorships. Like Bud Light wants in on this.
Right.
And they're paying for it.
You know what's trippy is that book that you and I both loved, and the name is escaping me.
Is it the one that was made into a movie
yes.
by Spielberg?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Sort of lets you into this world where people are not as happy in their daily lives as they are in this other place.
And they live
in the gaming world.
They live in this other place.
Right. And he's living in that other place. Mm-hmm. That's how he's making his money, and these other people are tapping into that. And picking up his vibe or his tricks or his...
Sure. And I guess that's
technique.
The deal.
It's
a live stream where not only are you watching this person play, but you're able to talk to them and they can explain things or answer questions.
That's it, though, right?
There's a top Twitch streamer by the name of Tyler Ninja Blevins. He made $10 million in 2018 playing Fortnite.
$10 million.
And they're just saying it's become so lucrative that disputes are arising about who has the right to the advertising revenue and brand endorsement stuff. At the heart of this whole thing is this wave of interest from brands like Bud Light, Coca-Cola, Intel, Toyota, T-Mobile that are drawn to these sizable, huge audiences, young audiences that are tuning in for live streams from these people I mentioned already, and they say many others. One of the guys was saying, Dr. Lupo says, I get approached for endorsements multiple times a day. Hmm. He broadcasts upwards of 10 hours a day, averages about 4,000 concurrent viewers. So at any given time, he's got about 4,000. He says he's been contacted by potential sponsors from luxury, alcohol, insurance, entertainment, home decor. And they say basically... The average gamer, like in this echelon, makes between a couple thousand and say $15,000 an hour, and then that is like how it, depending on which hours you have the most streamers or people viewing you. Like say Bud Light says we're going to sponsor you up to $500,000, and you basically go out and earn that money by playing the game. So they're capped at $500,000 for this person.
Right. How many people? Does it say anywhere in there how many people are making this kind of money? Like,
say it's a whole new thing. I don't have hard numbers as far as how many people are making this kind of money, but there are a lot of people who do this.
Well,
and
we were just
I was just
telling you about a young lady friend of ours that is in college and trying to pick her major, and it's just imagine if you find yourself in a position where you're all, I'm really good at that game. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd really like to do is do that. And you can make your money and play games and never even bother with student loans.
Right.
I mean, a dude who made $10 million in a year.
Right. And if he could do that for a couple of years, I mean, he'd be set for life.
So my question was really about what are the possibilities of this? Yeah. Is this five dudes pulling this money or
know.
Is it
They're
open
saying
to...
it's big enough that these sponsors are taking notice and sponsoring lots of people. So it's not, you know, I have no idea if people pay to follow these people. It seems to me I wouldn't pay to follow someone. I would go and watch and then be subjected to whatever
advertising, sure.
If I cared about it.
If you're not as good as these guys, though, still, you can enter competitions where you win money.
Oh, so that's right. They say it's like a whole sports thing.
Yeah, and you could have teams, and there's a whole conference.
Have you done anything like that?
No, but I was thinking about it. And
what are you good at?
This one game. It's just like the adult version of Fortnite. It's the same thing, though, just running around.
Dancing.
First-person shooter game.
And you're that good at it that you want to go join a team and make some money.
I feel like I am. And Anita's always like, what are you doing with yourself? So that's my way.
I'm getting honing my skills, Anita.
It's, you know, when I want to escape, I just run to the other room and put some headphones on. I'll play for half an hour. And she's like, you are such a loser.
Mm. Yeah, but what are you escaping from?
But I'm like, well, life. And then I go, look, honey, I got number one. You know how hard this is? There's 100 people in this game right now playing against me, and I got number one. You know how hard that is?
Dude, get on Twitch and start playing.
I know, right?
Yeah. I don't know what's stopping you. You should do it.
That's why I'm taking this story home to give to her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, take it home. Yeah. People are making real money. Why shouldn't you be one of them? As long as it means
just use the same handle as you use for your Instagram so people can find you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Brittany Boy, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
There
Brittany
you go.
Boy.
B-R-Y-N-N-Y-B-O-Y. All right, Brittany Boy, play me the new Kesha song. This is a song from Kesha that says, here's the title, Rich White Straight Men. And she's basically asking the question, what if those guys didn't rule the world anymore? Okay. That's a new song from Kesha, everybody. Kesha.
Okay.
Rich white straight men.
Yeah.
Didn't rule the world. Oh, that is not at all what I was expecting.
Yeah, I thought you were going to play like the next big hit from
Kesha. Yeah, apparently not. Okay. Maybe it is a big hit.
Well, she can put it on her album. I think people will listen to it.
She needs another one of these.
My toes.
Close.
Boys blowing up our phones. Oops.
You love this song.
I do. I used to. I haven't heard it in a while.
I know. I love it, though.
Don't stop, Shannon. Dingy, dingy, boogie, boo. All right. I don't want to talk about Black China. I don't care about her.
Yeah, screw her.
Yeah. She's got a TV show where all she does is fight with her mother.
Yeah, they're pretty violent.
You know about her mom?
Tony, what's her name?
Something like that.
Let's see. Black China. Tokyo
Tony. Tokyo
Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they're just in a huge fight all the time.
Yeah.
And the whole show, they're saying that this is one of the few true reality shows. Like, most of them have, like, some kind of, you know, outline for what they're going to do on the day's show and create little drama. They're like, we don't have to create any drama. All they do is fight. In fact, they had to stop the production to pull Blac Chyna off her mother because she grabbed a bottle and was about to smash it over her head.
Oh, my God.
Horrible.
Just what great people. But it sounds like Tokyo Tony knows all the buttons to push Black China. So is this airing right now?
I saw a clip this morning with them fighting.
You know, can you look for the clip on TMZ?
I thought we didn't care about her.
You're right. Never mind. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't even look for it. Bahad Behabi, she is worth our time. Let's have a look at this. No. She is... she's having some
What's
kind
her
of
name?
Medical.
Brignoli. What is it?
Danielle Brignoli.
Brignoli. Yeah.
Bahad Behabi. This is the Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah, the Dr. Phil little
Which,
girl.
Which, if you haven't been following along, that chick
what
right
that
there.
Mean?
She's 13 years old at that point, right? And just she's on the Dr. Phil show because she and her mom don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's had bona fide hits. She has at least one song that went gold. She's touring all
Didn't
over the
place.
Didn't
she have a show on Snapchat that was huge for both her and Snapchat? Was like,
I don't remember.
Their stock jumped
know.
That day.
You know what? You would know. You're the,
I would
you're
know.
The Snapchat guy.
Right.
Anyway, I guess she got on a flight and she got super sick. Really right. bad stomach pain. And so in the end, they didn't let the plane take off. They got her off the plane and took her to the hospital. They're saying, though, that I guess this was in the Fort Lauderdale airport Monday morning. She was on a flight to L.A. and she started having like bad stomach cramps. And I guess she'd been having them for a couple days, but it got really intense. They took her to the hospital. They're like, no, there's nothing wrong with you.
What?
And so they let her out. And I guess she eventually got on the plane. But they're saying that she is... not doing well. It's some kind of mystery illness.
Poor little girl.
Yeah, they're saying that she underwent testing. Everything came back negative. She's been advised to rest for a few days.
Maybe she just needs to fart.
Yeah, maybe.
Sometimes gas can be painful.
You are not wrong. Speaking of games that you play, you ever play that Magic, The Gathering? It's like a card. I hear about this, but I don't really know much about it. I think it's a card game. So Netflix has now ordered an animated series
based on
Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
They're saying it's the Avengers Endgame directors are on board. The Russo brothers, Joe and Anthony Russo, are going to executive produce an animated series based on the popular card game, which will center on the Planeswalkers, which apparently is some kind of character in Magic the game, the Gathering. They're saying
it'll be... your kid knows?
You know, I was wondering the same thing.
I bet he knows.
I was thinking, if he knows about Dungeons and Dragons, how can he have possibly escaped Magic the Gathering? Oh. It's been, they're saying, Magic is a beloved global franchise with a massively engaged fan base that has only continued to grow over 25 years.
I want to say I've heard of it.
Oh, I
remember
heard of
this
it, yeah.
game. Yeah,
oh,
all
you
my
know
friends
this?
Used to collect these cards, and they've been around forever.
Is this like a Pokemon thing?
I never played it because it was, I don't know, it was kind of too much for me. But this has been around since I was in middle school.
Oh. Well, it's going to be a show, some kind of animated show on Netflix. So I guess for the people who are... The character they've got here, you can barely make it out, but it does seem to be a person in kind of body armor whose hair is on fire. So that's magical.
Radical.
Yeah. Anyway, give me that back when you're done, and I'll ask my kids if they know about it.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. Mm-hmm. They've been together. She's so beautiful, mm-hmm. and he's Bradley Cooper. They have a kid together. Her name is Leia DeSun.
He's so good as the raccoon.
Oh, he's great. And have you seen him as a singer?
No, he's a amazing. Thousand times better as a raccoon. I still haven't,
you haven't
gone
watched
back
it
to
yet.
Finish it.
You
oh,
have
you
to watch
it.
I think
so
you'll
good.
Appreciate his
I saw up to the point I stopped, but that at that point we were bootlegging it off
he's
of
a,
my
yeah.
brother's like
he's
weird.
He's a ridiculous drunk, though.
Anyway, the point is he's great as the rocket raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. Great. I love him.
Well, he's not great at relationships because it looks like it's falling apart.
Oh, no.
Get out of here. They're married.
No, I think they're...
Do they have a kid?
They do have a kid. They have a two-year-old, it looks like. They started dating in 2015.
It's so hard.
It is. Because of their daughter, they keep trying to search. And look, this is speculation. I don't know if it's real.
It's probably not that much speculation, though.
I know. Well, there's smoke, there's fire.
It's tough. I had the same stuff happen to me.
Last October, they were reporting on trouble between them. They are miserable together, said a source. They have been for months. He doesn't drink, and she is into spirituality. She wants to go out.
Really?
That's what they're saying.
She's young, huh?
She's 33. He's 44.
And he doesn't drink because he's sober, or he's never been a drinker?
Doesn't say that.
I think he's a sober guy.
Oh. All right.
They were spotted out at dinner. A spy said they were not looking happy. They barely spoke to each other.
Some couples can just sit there.
Yeah, certainly. Sometimes it's a comfortable silence. Look, they were out to dinner. That's good news, at least.
Well.
I mean, you got to eat, you know.
Sure.
Might as well eat together. Let me see if there's anything else. Lori Loughlin is in the news.
How's she doing?
You know, they're saying they're going to call it a charitable donation, not a bribe. And that's what a few parents are using as a defense. Like, no, I was told I was making a donation to the sports team. Well, what about the pictures of your kids' heads glued onto actual rowers' heads? What about that? Family Guy has poked fun at the college admission scandal with an Emmys ad. For your Emmy consideration, I guess this goes out to like people in the business. So it's all the characters from Family Guy, and their cartoon heads are on rowers' bodies. We've earned this, Family Guy, class of 2019. Very creative, guys.
Well. If her lawyer can keep her out of jail, that'll be one thing, but she'll never get her series back or her status that she... Hard-earned status, too.
Sure. She had a lot of stuff going on, and she needs to... I mean, the least of her worries, really, is staying out of jail. Like, yeah. I don't know how long
they'd even
give her.
But I think I read something a few weeks ago that Hallmark was talking to her again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's still beautiful. You know. Despite all this. Although there was a really funny picture
of her. Is she a fine
little
actress, too? I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh. You know, she's regular actress.
She's fine.
She's fine. She's not turning in any Oscar performances.
I mean, well, I know she's not starring in movies, but
Right, exactly.
But she's the lead actress for an entire channel. Yep. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. So she's fine in those TV movies.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. She pulls it. Yeah.
All right.
Pulls it. She's really good. Like, looks.
Why is this getting weird?
It's not.
It feels weird. Stop looking at me.
Oh.
Don't do it.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
A bunch of pot's going to go away. I'm bummed about that.
The pot's going away?
Not that I get to do it, but I hate to deliver bad news.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up in less than half an hour. We have your chance to win your way into our fifth annual Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party. It's a secret show and a pool party. I know. And daily, one grand prize winner gets a two-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa, which is where we're doing this whole thing.
Oh, man.
I know. God, I look forward to this every year.
Fair warning, it's crazy.
It is. Well, yes. Well said, sir. We have a great time. So we do a secret show on the Wednesday, followed by the pool party. So it's like an evening pool party. It's really nice. And then in the morning, we do a live broadcast from the Fairmont. And that is open to the public. You need tickets for the secret show. You need tickets for the pool party. You have to be over 21 for all of that. But the next day, when we do a regular morning show, that's open to the public. And they do breakfast and everything. So 9 o'clock, your first chance to win, but there's five chances a day. 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Be listening all day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Coup.
Ooh.
Order the Organic Coup on Caviar for free delivery this month. Mm. Type promo code COUP19.
Nice.
That's COUP19 for free delivery on Caviar.
All right.
Go Organic Coup.
God, they're everywhere.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors play tomorrow night at home. They return to the Bay. It's the Bay Area versus the...
A Area.
Tomorrow at 6 p.m.
It's a good time for a game.
Game 3. The series is currently tied up. One each. We've got some injuries. I don't have any report on... On who will be playing and who will be out.
All your best players will be out.
I hope not.
Oh, well, sorry. But
anyway, I'll try to have more info for you on that tomorrow.
I hope you do have more info.
I hope I do.
Yeah.
You might have a key injury as well.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm not even playing in that game. Don't worry about me.
An illegal pot farm has been busted in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Wait, what? Illegal?
That's right. You can't just grow and grow and grow.
Why?
The latest illegal pot farm bust took down more than 9,700 pot plants in 11 non-permitted greenhouses managed by four full-time workers.
Oh.
It's considered one of the largest sting operations against illegal commercial grow ops in recent county history, they say. Now you've got so much pot, they actually have to make sure that you have permits, or we're going to have too much pot.
Yeah.
It used to hurt my heart when I would hear about pot bus.
Where are they going to burn it so I could stand downwind?
Well, I would just think, like, man, this is going to make it hard to get.
Yeah, it's easy to get.
Well, it didn't used to always be.
Well, now it's easy, but unfortunately, there's too much of it. And these people who just think they're going to grow it out in the mountains, well, they're wrong.
We used to go to these houses in Santa Ana, and we'd get their dime bag, and you'd unroll it and be like, man, this is garbage. Sticks
and leaves.
Sticks and, right, seeds.
You still smoked it, didn't you?
Of course, but that's because what are you going to go in there and return it? It's a drug house.
Where's your quality control officer?
Speaking of that, quality control, they test everything too now. So if you get the package, it'll have percentages of CBD and THC. Oh. It's all tested. So that's part of the regulations.
One of the things, I read a long article in Rolling Stone. I don't know when I last, one of my travels, because that's the only time I find magazines, but they were talking about how there's so much, it's not fertilizer, it's pesticides being used on the weed. And whether or not someone claiming to be organic or organically grown,
right.
So they've got a lot of work to do in order to make sure that everyone's
compliant,
as advertised.
Right.
But that's
ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
You get ladybugs and throw them in there. I bought a bunch of them.
Oh, they take good care of the
crops? You bought a bunch of ladybugs?
I told you, I used to work for a club back then.
Mm. They don't get all ripped. They're okay?
No, they're happy.
They never leave.
They're eating all the pests.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Oh, good.
The pests are all stoned, so the ladybugs are all stoned.
That just gets crazy with the spider
mites. All right, well.
Gotta use a neem oil and all that.
9,700 plants removed from circulation. That's okay, though.
It is.
The store's ready and waiting with supplies for you. How about a fast fact?
Fast fact? I love those.
Pretty Woman was originally called 3,000 for the amount of money Julia Roberts would be paid for her week of work.
Oh, funny.
And it was a dark and depressing drama, not a romantic comedy.
As you can be. I do love that movie. Dumb Thing.
Yeah. I'll watch it when it comes on.
Van Halen did such a good cover of this.
Yeah.
You like that song?
I do.
Yeah, me too. I'm not sure. Let's see here. Oh, here it is. Okay. The cops in Pembroke Pines, Florida are looking for a woman who shoplifted more than $300 worth of clothing from a store back in April. As she grabbed the clothes off the shelves, she shoved them in her bag, and she was twerking the whole time.
Oh. She was so excited.
And the surveillance video is her doing some serious dancing in bright yellow pants. You'd think people would notice her, but no.
Maybe people looked away. Like, oh, God, it's wrong for me to see that.
She must have made people uncomfortable.
Or maybe they were just watching her ass.
Bryn, if you could pull it up for them. It's video.
I would love to see the video of this woman twerking.
Oh, there's video.
Cops are trying to track her down. They're also looking for her friend who shoplifted with her but was not dancing.
Mm.
But
maybe
the two of them.
She was the distraction.
Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know.
I was too busy staring at her butt to see what she was doing with her hands, you guys.
You would think that people would be looking, but I could see how people get uncomfortable in her. Oh, yay, yay.
Yeah, that lady's putting on a show I don't want to see.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Plus, it's Florida, so it's probably all old people. Oh, let's have a look at this.
Hold up. Oh, she is in bright yellow pants.
Wow. Let's see when she starts twerking. There, she's just shaking.
There it is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She's really doing it. She's going for it.
Oh,
she's down on the ground right now.
Oh, she had a hard time getting back up.
Yeah, she's laughing.
Yeah. She is?
Yeah.
Good for
her. Having a good day, stealing clothes, twerking away. It's all
the
good.
The top 10 people.
Looks like she's wearing a tube top, too.
Oh, a tube top?
Yes.
They're back in fashion, you guys.
She really brought that down to the ground, though.
Yeah.
The top 10 people who are romantically off limits. A friend's partner is at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Someone in a relationship. A friend's ex.
Oh,
one of your parents' friends.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever boned one of Gentry's buddies?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever bone one of Tony's buddies?
I don't believe so.
Was there one in particular you wanted to get with?
When I was a little girl, I had crushes.
Oh, dear God. Let's not talk about that.
I'm a little girl, but no, not as an adult, no.
Oh.
Never circled back for one that you had a crush on as a grown-up?
No.
Featuring all my dad's friends right now and...
No?
Oh, I really think about him. Tony? No.
Yeah, I never did any of Sandy's friends either.
Oh, that's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Your boss. These are people that are romantically off limits. Your ex's sibling.
Oh.
Someone who was your teacher. One of your ex's friends. Someone 20 years older or younger than you.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Everyone dates old people now.
Do they?
Or young people, I guess, as the case may be.
Yeah.
I wonder if you are, how much older than you is Johnny V?
9 years.
Oh, that's not even that much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aren't you 10 years older than your
I'm nine boy? Years older than Christina.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Perfect age spread.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering at 20 years if the person, even though they're with you and they like you, if they don't somewhere in the back of their mind snicker at you like when you're all, oh, my back.
Yeah.
And they're just like, shh.
Well, they're looking at their future. They're like, oh, geez, this is what I signed up for, huh? Because
yeah,
that is going downhill fast. Didn't look so bad when we were 40 and 20.
Coworker is also on the list of people you are that well, are romantically off limits.
Don't do it. Those are good. That's a good guide. Unfortunately, people don't. Those are the people that people are doing.
Right.
You people doing all these people.
There's a high school principal right now who's gone viral, and it's because he plagiarized his graduation speech.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't know that there were strict standards for
I don't know anything
graduation
about that.
Speeches.
Why can't you take someone else's speech and be like, hey, I heard the speech once. Let me read it to you. It's good.
Ken DeMoss is the principal at Parkersburg High School in West Virginia. And when he spoke at graduation last week, because graduations are happening,
yeah.
I think up until the end of this week. Right?
Oh, even beyond. My kid is graduating next week.
Oh, all right. Yeah, it just seems like...
It does seem like early June is the time, though, right?
Yeah, it's the time.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting out. Anyway, took the speech from Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
Back in 2013, Ashton Kutcher gave a surprisingly inspirational speech at the Teen Choice Awards, and this guy, I guess, was asked...
At the Teen Choice Awards!
And then he was asked to speak, and he probably went online and said, I need some words to say because nobody got time for this.
Right.
Found something to say and went ahead and said it, and all of a sudden now he's getting in trouble for it.
Oh.
He structured his speech like Ashton, used a lot of the same phrases, cliches, and examples about the importance of respecting hard work and being smart, and even ended with the same Steve Jobs quote.
Oh.
And by saying, I love you guys. Well, one of the students at the school realized her principal had just ripped off Ashton Kutcher.
That's
so she edited
so
together
funny,
a YouTube
stupid.
Video of the two speeches, and once it started going viral, the principal offered a statement that was...
Well, he didn't turn it in as an assignment, and he didn't profit off of it. I mean, is it wrong?
Well, I mean, he's an educator.
Yeah, he likes what Ashton had to say.
Could at least change some things around.
Or say, hey, to quote the great Ashton Kutcher.
Right. He admits he had seen Ashton's speech and borrowed quite a bit from it. But it was never my intent to take credit for what I said. And noted that I don't get paid to give speeches around here.
Yeah.
I think that student went out of her way to bust this guy's eggs. And frankly.
Good on her.
No, I was going to say, this guy's probably like, look, I'm getting out for the summer too.
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
I just turned in my assignment.
Now.
Right. You guys, let's all go home.
Right. How about that first speech next time? That you know what? He's probably going to think, next time I'm just going to say, have a good one.
I bet there won't be a next time. I bet there'll be such outrage over him copying Ashton Kutcher's speech. God. He'll be
does
thrown
he still
out.
Have a job? I mean, I know he's out for summer or whatever, but does he still?
Yeah, he still has a job. I mean, can you imagine being fired from your principal job in West Virginia because you used a few sentences from Ashton Kutcher's 2013 acceptance speech at the Teen Choice Awards.
I just
good.
You don't want to get caught stealing from Ashton Kutcher, but you know he did the right thing. He said, "Yeah, it was Ashton Kutcher."
Give me a break, man.
Yeah.
Little pig.
Oh, did he steal from Alec Baldwin too?
The cops in Vero Beach, Florida, responded to a call about a disturbance Saturday afternoon. And when they got to the house, a 34-year-old woman named Kristen Zatmery was sitting in a taxi outside. She said she'd had a fight with her mom. The cops noticed some white powder on her nostrils.
Uh-oh.
So they said, get out of that car. When she did, two things fell out of her shorts.
Oh, no.
One, a feminine hygiene product, and two, a small bag of Molly.
Oh, well, Molly was what I was expecting.
It appears that the feminine hygiene product was holding...
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
It was the second thing.
Why is she so...
What?
I don't know what to say about that. It just seems like that shouldn't fall out.
The cork fell right out, and so did the Molly.
And didn't, so no underpants either? She had, like, no backup plan? Like, I don't, it just seems like that would be a secure way to secret something.
You would expect that to have worked, wouldn't you?
You would.
Kristen's response to the police was, that's not mine.
Oh, Kristen. What is it, the last lady who was in the taxi? Yeah. Oh, yeah, your boyfriend.
I'm going to save my tampons up here.
She was arrested for felony drug possession charges.
Oh, poor thing.
There goes her weekend.
Yeah, well, all her plans shot to hell. That's got to be a bummer, man.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
I used to, man, being a little punk kid and doing all that stuff and all the trouble I was up to, it was the same kind of stuff all the time. I never did Molly, but me and my stupid
tampon
pot.
Yeah.
Always being in trouble about it. So nice the kids don't have to deal with that anymore.
Or well, they do because it's a 21 year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's still
it's not 18, 21. It's 21?
I think it's 21. I think it's the same as drinking,
I think so, yeah.
Isn't it?
That sounds about right.
How do we not know that?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Pretty sure.
For pot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Vaughn is giving me a vigorous yes.
It's 21.
21.
2-1. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Vaughn.
Sorry, kids. You still can't do that stuff. You're still being in trouble.
Didn't they even just raise the smoking age?
They should.
Or are they just talking about that?
About it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've made it hard. I don't know if the internet's made it easy. Maybe they can just order cigarettes. But maybe. I used to be able to buy them from the pull tab machines at the
with people walking by
at
no
the
one's
Shakey's Pizza,
sure, or at Disneyland,
Mm.
Back in the olden days, those things were everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The new Kesha song has a very Dresden Dolls feel.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I love Kesha's song. It's the future. She's trying to wake people up. Good for her.
Well, she certainly got my attention. It's not a song I've heard. It's totally different.
In the context of an album, it would make perfect sense. It's not going to get played on radio, right?
No, there's too many swears in it.
But maybe there's a video that will accompany it, and it will be something big on YouTube.
Yeah, probably, actually, right? I mean, videos are the thing now. Yeah. And it'll be, you know, she can go all circusy. You know, it's got that feel.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of streamers out there now. Twitch itself is owned by Amazon and makes loads of money from people watching streams.
Incredible.
Amazon. They're in everything.
They really are.
When we were driving down the freeway from my mom's house to the Ontario airport, my brother was giving the tour of the freeway, the dead space between the two areas. And one of the things I told you was, this is where you come to get pot. I told you there's the billboards all over.
Yeah.
And the other spot is, he goes, that's Amazon. And it was an airport. It was planes. It was like its own thing.
Vast.
Off the side of the freeway. Huge, I don't know, what do you call that? Warehousing?
Hangars? And I mean,
all
I don't know.
Of it.
Was that like a distribution point?
I think so.
Yeah, so probably tons of warehouses. Well, desert land, it's cheap.
Well, it's funny that we sit here and we keep clicking on this next day delivery and it just shows up at our house. But behind that little delivery point at your front door where everything seems to just show up.
There's a machine.
Is a huge production going on.
Mm-hmm. They have a tight little network.
guy did it.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
That'll make me holla.
I'll read some more texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.